Glenn? We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Let's remember Erica in prayer this morning. They did put a trach in and also a feeding tube in. So she really needs the Lord to touch her body and give her a real healing. So pray that you'd touch Eric. Pray that you'd, Lord, would touch Erica, all right? Amen. Continue to pray for Brother Campbell. Amen. Anybody else? Yes. Okay. Okay. Yes, Sister Lisa. All right. Let's remember that. Okay. All right. Somebody else. Let's remember our two new mothers and new babies. Hey, man, let's pray for them. Let the Lord help them. Anyone else tonight? Sister Ray? Okay. Yes. Member Creddy. Oh, the pray for the pawpaws. Okay. Okay. Yeah, they look like they need prayer. Amen. Let's come to the altar and let's pray for our service tonight. Thank you. Lift your hands and worship Him this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, God. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother Jackson, won't you come and help us tonight? Lead us in some songs, if you would. Praise God.
Gathered in His name to worship. Page 49 in the green book. I haven't sang this one in a while.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. You, amen. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. The Father, through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God, the vilest offender. Moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through.
with Jesus the Son, but higher and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Oh, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Give Him the glory, great things He has done. Oh, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He has done.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Page 236. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful for what God's done for me. You know, when I look back at my old life, when I look back and see where I was and where the Lord brought me from, it's a reason to get excited, folks. It's a reason to be happy. And I'm so thankful tonight that He brought me out. Hallelujah. Praise God.
My heart was distressed, East Jehovah's did frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep muddy clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. And He brought me out of the miry clay, and He set my feet on the rock to stay. Puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by His side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by the grace until the crown I gain. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued.
Hallelujah.
He brought me out of the miry clay, and He set my feet on the rock to stand. He put a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of His wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise Him till all men His goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. Oh, He brought me out of the mud. Puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll tell of the pit with its gloom and despair. I'll praise the dear Father who answered my prayer. I'll sing my new song, the glad story of love, then join in the chorus with the saints. Oh, He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. And He brought me out of the miry clay.
when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. And when I think of the goodness of
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. You can be seated if you'd like. Glory. Appreciate you being in church tonight. Amen. Don't forget tomorrow morning at 9:45. Let's be in church. Amen. I'd like to see the Lord come by once again. The Lord's been helping us. Amen. I'd like to see somebody pray in these altars tomorrow. Amen. I know the Lord's working in people's lives, and we want to see God save some souls, right? Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I want Brother Slaughter and Brother Don, if they would, get ready to play a number for us. And when they come out here, they can testify a little bit. Man, might have something to talk to us about. And so let them testify. Amen. Just a reminder, Monday morning at 9 o'clock, camp cleanup at the kitchen. All of you that can help out, come out and help us in the camp. Clean up the kitchen. Tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock, nursing home service. And if you can, come and help them out in the nursing home service. And you'll be a blessing there. All right? Amen. Brother Slaughter, Brother Don. Thank you,
Lord. I have nothing to say tonight. No, I'm very thankful for what the Lord has done for me. I tell you, He's had His hand on us the whole time. We didn't think we were going to go Wednesday. Nothing was going on, and then all of a sudden, Tuesday night, started feeling some pain, so let's get going. So we went headed to the hospital, and we waited and waited, and they said, well, I think we're going to have to send you home. And it was between shift changes, so why don't you wait till the next shift, and they'll determine if you're going to stay. And it worked out that they said, you're close enough, we'll just go ahead and get you going. And she got her epidural around 8 o'clock in the morning and was feeling fine. So she at around 12 o'clock, she was ready for that baby to come out, we were waiting on her doctor, so she couldn't push. So she was sitting there waiting for about 45 minutes, just waiting to push. Wow. So when the doctor got there, I tell you, it just took no matter than a few minutes for that baby to come out. It was just great. And when I looked at that baby, all the toes were there, all the fingers were there, and it just makes you happy, doesn't it? When everything's healthy, and that really relieves me a lot. So I spent all my way home on Wednesday night is just saying, thank you, Jesus. Right. It's just such a gift. And Heather says, you're just going crazy because of the boy. You know, she says, I didn't see you doing all this for the girl. But I'm just excited about any child I have. I'm just thankful. And I got pictures back there if you want to see them later. We're very happy, and you'll see them hopefully in a few weeks here. We'll have them over here.
Praise God.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm thankful for what the Lord's done. He was with Heather, the baby. All of us, you know, we never know what He keeps us from, what we may have to go through in life. And sometimes it looks like the cloud's right in front of you and nothing's happening. But God's on the move. You know what? I think our time's getting so short.
Yes, it is.
The devil just loved to trip you just before you get to the doorway. You know what? He'll pull everything he can. But remember who's in charge. Remember who's in charge. Who have you believed in all them years? Mm-hmm. What have you believed all them years? Stand fast. Now, this song, number 211, came to mind in this old book. It's When I See the Blood. And you have to pray for me because I just found out I've got a cataract developing on one eye, and I'm not seeing too good. So just pray. And,
just close that, brother.
That's right. That happens when you get over 40, right?
Right.
I shouldn't have said that. Anyway, Kia C. Well, let's go ahead.
The Lord don't have bad eyesight. Amen. He always sees the blood. Amen. And if it's applied to the door of your heart, amen, God will pass over. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Adrienne, why don't you come and sing for us tonight, all right? Somebody testify while she's coming. Praise God. Amen. Good to be saved. Sister Wilma? Right. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Man went to visit his pastor and he sat down in the chair and there was a book there beside the chair and he began to read through it, thumb through it, and it was a all of a sudden, he started kind of getting a little excited, saying, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus. Pastor said, what's going on? He said, well, I read in this book here where it says that there's places in the ocean that's more than 5 miles deep. He said, well, yeah, so what's that? He said, well, the Bible says he cast our sins into the depths of the sea. And he said that even the book said that even an ocean liner or a battleship that was sunk in that depth of the sea would collapse under the pressure of all that water. And my sins are crushed underneath of all that water and will never be able to be pulled out again. Amen. Thank God our sins are gone, right? Amen. Praise God. Adrian?
Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve. By grace. I was alone in the darkness and I could not find my way. But Jesus shone His light on me and He turned on my night today. Now I'm saved by grace. Book of life and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace. When I reach that city and the gates swing open wide, I'm gonna sing redemption story of how He brought me to the other side. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace. When I reach that city and the gates swing open wide, I'm gonna sing redemption story of how He brought me from the other side. Now I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace. I was alone in the darkness, and I could not find my way. But Jesus shone His light on me, and He turned on my night today. Now I'm saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. My name is in the book of life and my sins are washed away. Saved by grace. I've been saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace. It's not what I deserve, but I'm saved by grace.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Appreciate Brother Bill Carter being with us tonight. Amen. He's going to come preach to you, sing to you, whatever he has in his heart tonight. Appreciate Brother Carter coming by and being with us. Amen. And spent quite a bit of time out at the camp this week. And I appreciated all the help that we've had out there this week. You've been a great blessing, and those that have jumped in there and helped in every way and possible. Some jobs not too pleasant of a job to do, but getting them done, right, Brother Craig? And but I appreciate all those that's helping. And this week we'll be dedicating it to working out the camp as much as possible. So if you can help us out, once again, we appreciate that. All right, amen.
Hello, boys. Oh, there he is. Okay. I got to watch Boyce. I don't know what he's going to do next. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, ain't it? And I'm just here to see Brother David. I just wanted to come and see him this weekend and be with him and That's the only reason I'm here. So anyway, I'm glad we got two healthy babies. I'm like this brother here. Is your name Don Harris? All right. I'm like Brother Don. I'm glad they've got 10 toes and 10 fingers and everything's all right. And let God take care of whether it's a girl or a boy. And I'll tell you what, I'm just proud of both of them. I ain't even seen his yet. And I ain't even got a picture yet, believe it or not. And this guy on the drums, this Henry boy here, he knew about it before I did. He got whatever you kids do, what do you call that, text while I was in the room waiting on the baby. And then when I got to the hospital Wednesday, he was sitting there holding her before me and Lucy could even get in. So Nene beat me to the draw. But anyway, I'm proud that Zach loves Nene. He really does. And I'm proud of the folks up here. Got a good group of people. Grandpa George, I believe he calls him, and I'm just glad for good people in God's house. And but I'm just appreciate the Lord. And I caught me a big old bass while I was up here today, Brother Slaughter. 4-pound bass a while ago. No, caught him right out there and caught him right here. You know, right there in the jaw. But that sister up there, I guess that's a brim too, ain't it? She followed me, but she didn't do near as good. But anyway, but I caught that big old bass on Nene's lure. And I forgot to tell you the worst part of the story. Your lure is in the bottom of that lake. But anyway, that's the rest of the story. But anyway, and I'm going to, Sister Belt, I'm going to leave my wife up here for a week. So I'm going to get out the beanie weenies and all the other little stuff, you know, the microwavable things. And so pray for me that I'll endure to the end. Let's stay with the Magruders. Ben's that little sis did the Magruders. Let's stay with them. Let's get in the key of C and do another one. This one's made up my mind to make it through. I normally have a guitar, but we had so many things in that car that I couldn't even bring mine. So anyway, but I did bring Zach back. So y'all got him back now. Okay, let's do this. KSC, can you kick us off? When I started out to follow Jesus many years ago, the road was sometimes slippery, steps were often slow. I met opposition, I didn't quite know what to do, but I've made up my mind to make it through. Before the first round started, said I'd fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, cause I can't afford to lose. I've made up my mind to make it through. Well, the years have come, they have gone, the battle has grown old. My mind's made up to win this fight, my faith has not grown cold. The joy of the Lord is still my strength, confidence is true, and I've made up my mind to make it through. Everybody sing. Before the first round started, said I'd fight until I win. I might not even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, cause I can't afford to lose. I've made up my mind to make it through. Let's do it again. Before the first round started, said I'd fight until I win. I might even get knocked down, but I'll get up again. I'll control this temple, cause I can't afford to lose. I've made up my mind to make it through. Yes, and I've made up my mind to make it through. All right. How many's made up your mind? Sister Arlene, I started to say, but I believe we got a pair of Arlenes in here. The first thing of serving God is to make up your mind that that's what you're going to do. But I've found that a lot of Pentecostals' minds are like feather beds. Every time they use them, they have to make them up again. Sister Ruthie, they just can't decide if they're going to serve God or not. They can't decide, Sister Belt, if they're going to pay their tithes this week or not. I'm glad that I made my mind up a long time ago. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter number 1.
Wait till you see that pretty baby, I'll tell you that. She looks just like her pawpaw. Don't she, Susan? Susan, come on. Last time I brag on her. I'm going to use this one over here, Brother Poets. Kill this middle one and let me have this one.
All right, there we go. That's better. Acts chapter number 1. We'll read a few scriptures here. Try not to hold you real long. I haven't had supper, and I was getting ready to leave, and they's getting ready to order pizza. I thought that's pretty dirty of them, didn't you? I really did. I thought, Brother Ray, surely they could wait till I get home. Where's Grandma Ray at? I'll tell you, I'll just go home with her and have her to make me a grilled cheese. That's what I'll do with them. So can't nobody make no grilled cheese like she can. Amen. My wife said I'm too friendly. She said, you can't do things like that. And I said, why can't you? And I'd be preaching revivals, and I always tell them I like cherry pie. And she said, you can't do that either. I said, why not? She said, you just can't do that. I said, what if they'd make you a raisin pie? How many like to have a raisin pie? See these young ones here? I'd rather have a cherry pie. How about you, boys? Hey, man, you got to tell them. If that's what you want, tell them what you want. Let's go to Acts here and see what we get to. So good to see Sister Belt. I was just talking about her the other day. So good to be with her. And that incident that happened to her just is unbelievable. My, how you could talk to somebody and know who you was talking to and didn't have no idea. Don't God do some things that's unreal sometimes? Let's go here to Acts chapter 1 and verse number 22. And preach just a little while to you, and appreciate the opportunity of getting to preach. I've taken a couple weekends off because, you know, these babies, you can't schedule them. Did you know that? Well, you can, but you can't, you know. If you're having, having one of them C-sections, I reckon you can. But they get here when they get ready, don't they? So I've been taking off a little bit and getting ready to get back in the swing here in about another week or two. Here's what he said in Acts chapter 1, verse number 22. Beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us. Must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection? Of course, everybody knows that's talking about Matthias. They're getting ready to figure out who's going to take Judas's place. And I'm glad that ain't nobody taking my place. Brother George, I was in Henderson, Kentucky, preaching a meeting. And that Sunday afternoon, this black bass player friend of mine, you probably ain't never heard of Ike and Tina Turner, most of you. But anyway, Brother Jimmy used to play for Ike and Tina Turner. Y'all don't know much about that kind of stuff. But anyway, that was way back somewhere. And I thought I'd just go to the park because their group was there. And Brother David, they had this little band behind them, and these four old men was a-singing. And the youngest one had to be about 65. And Brother George, they got up to sing, and they all had suits on, but different colored shirts, and the one in the middle had his own color shirt and had a towel around his neck. And I just figured, Sister Ruth, he's the big daddy of them. He's the one that's going to be the main singer. He got to singing, Brother Ray, and he got to humming up there, and he looked at that crowd out there. First, they had this white group on, and they had CDs. I mean, their music was slick. Their singing was slick. But you know what? They was missing something, Sister Arlene, in the mix. They kind of left God out of it. Sister Ruth, that big old man got up there and he put his foot down and he said, ain't nobody going to keep me out. About that time, Brother George, them guys got going and them old black boys got saying, ain't nobody going to keep me out. Can I tell you something tonight? Can't nobody keep you out tonight. Can't nobody vote
brought you in, and can't nobody keep you out tonight, Brother Ray. We got in something tonight. We can stay in if we want to. But the Bible said in this scripture that Jesus was taken out of their sight. And what I want to preach on for just a little while is out of sight, but not out of touch. Sister Ruth, he was taken out of their sight. And it reminds me, Sister Belt, of a little boy one time, and he had a kite string in his hand. And there was folks, Sister Susan, walking up and down the road, and nobody could see that kite. And everybody that walked by, Sister Belt, said, "Son, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm flying a kite." And everybody that walked by, Brother Ray, everybody said, "You know," said, "Well, I can't see it." And that little boy said, "No, I can't either. But every once in a while, I can feel a tug on the string." Can I tell you something tonight? Sometimes he's out of sight, but he's not out of touch. We've got a Jesus tonight that can be touched by us tonight if we just cry and call on his name. Let's go to Hebrews chapter number 4 and see if I can preach real quick here. Lucy says I can't, but I'd like to prove her wrong tonight. Hebrews chapter 4. My, ain't it something about preachers' wives? They just get on us sometimes. And what they'll do is say, we'll go hear an evangelist. She'll say, "Now, did you see what he did?" And I said, "Yeah." And I know what she means. I'm doing the same thing, and she's wanting to say it about him and just hint to me that I need to stop doing it. You ever been there?
No.
No, I know you haven't. She'll say, "Now, see, he made that altar call, and he left them up for 10 or 15 minutes while he was kept on the talking. Said, see how they do?" And what she was saying is, "See how you do?" That's what she was doing, but trying to be nice about it. But I'm not silly enough. I knowed who she was talking about. She was talking about me. But anyway, don't that just irritate you sometimes? Sister Belt, what am I going to do without her this week? Huh? I don't know what I'm going to do. But it's going to be a mess, ain't it? I can't turn on a washing machine or a dryer or an iron or a cook stove or nothing. She's got a stove now, ain't even got no burners on it. It's just got glass on the top of it. And she said, "You don't touch that stove." What am I supposed to do? Sister Ray, what am I going to do? She said, "Don't drop nothing on it." I set a paper on it. She said, "Don't set nothing on my stove." Ain't it a sight what women do to you? Boys, think about it when you get married, okay? Think a little bit. Hallelujah. Just learn to use a microwave. That's the best thing I can tell you. Learn to use a microwave. She will let me use that. But anyway, let's go to Hebrews chapter 4, verse number 14. Boy, that's a good one here, Brother David. I love this one. Here's what he said. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God." He's passed into the heavens. He's not sitting somewhere. He's not in a tomb somewhere, Brother David. But he is in the heavenlies tonight. Not only, Brother Slot, is he in the heavenlies, but he's seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for you and I. Every time that we pray, he takes our prayers right to the throne of God. He is our in-between tonight. He's the one that gets us there. But listen what he said here. He said, "Let us hold fast our profession." Can I tell you something tonight? Let's hold on to what we've got tonight. Let's get a fresh hold on it, church. I know he's out of sight, but he's still in touch tonight. Sister Ruth, listen to this. He said, "Hold fast your profession. Don't doubt in the dark what God has shown you in the light." Church, whatever God has shown you at your bright hour, Sister Belt, in that time of daylight, don't doubt it when it gets dark. Sister Ray, when the curtain begins to come down and the lights go out, don't begin to doubt. Hold on fast to that profession that we've got tonight. Did you know how many people want to take that away from us? Every people, every place you go, they want to take away, Brother Ray, what God has given us. But the Bible said, let no man take your crown. I don't know about you tonight. He might be out of sight, but he's still in touch tonight. I touch him every time I get down and call on his name. He's still in touch tonight. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Can I tell you something tonight? He is touchable tonight. Not only that, he is approachable tonight. Sister Ruth, we can approach him tonight. I don't know why, but a lot of people send their money to these here big TV preachers. Do you ever notice that? Huh? I tell you what, next time you get sick, ring them up about 2 o'clock in the morning and see if they'll come to the hospital and see you. Brother Don, having a baby at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, call one of them and tell them you want them to come and be with you and your wife for a few minutes and see what they tell you. They're not approachable. You'll get a recording somewhere. Call back later. But can I tell you something? Jesus tonight is approachable tonight. Anytime you need to call on him, all you've got to do is get down and begin to cry out, Sister Belle, and it won't be long, and Jesus will be touching you because he's approachable. You know, the Pope ain't approachable. Do you know that, Sister Ray? You can't just get a hold of the Pope anytime you want to. Well, I got news for you. He better not hold his breath waiting on me. I ain't got no hope in the Pope. How about you? So I bother the Father. You can't approach him. You can't approach President Bush tonight. Huh? You can't get a hold of him in time of need, but all you got to do, Brother Boyce, when you get in trouble and you need help from God and it seems like he's out of sight, all you got to do is call him up, and tell him what you need, because Jesus is on the main line. Jesus does business with those that do business with him. We've got a God tonight that can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Sister Arlene, when you get so low and don't think nobody cares, remember one thing. He careth for you. That don't mean he cares today. That means he continues to care for you. He might be out of sight, but he ain't out of touch. Whew. You ought to write us a song about that. Hallelujah. Woo! You see, you can get to him. There's a lot of folks tonight you can't get to. Sister Belt, remember when Kelly was born? And then, was you still there when Jen was born or not? Her new name's Gigi. That's Zach's Gigi. Whatever that means. But Sister Belt, Kelly was that little blonde-headed girl. And Jennifer was that little black-headed girl. And Sister Susan, I made a big commitment in my life. Brother Leon Belt said, go to church and pray and read your Bible. Sister Belt, he beat that in my head. Did you know that? He beat that in my hard head. So Sister Ray, every day at noon, I would go home and I'd eat a bite. Sister Ruth, and then I would check the mail, and I would go to my bedroom and lock the door, Brother George, and I wouldn't come out until 5 to 1, till I had to go back to work. Every day, Brother David, a lot of folks said you don't need a habit. I had a habit. Every day I went to that prayer room, Sister Belt, because of your husband. And Sister Belt, every day I came out, Susan, there was a black-headed girl and a little blonde-headed girl. They was sitting at the edge of my door. You know what they was waiting on? They was waiting on their daddy to come out. Brother George, I come out the next day, I looked again, there was them two little girls. You know what they was waiting on? They wanted to approach their dad. If they could just touch their daddy, that's what they wanted. Sister Arlene, and the Lord spoke to me one day, and he asked me, he said, have I ever locked you out? Brother George, and I said, you ain't never locked me out. Boy, that's two negatives in one sentence. I like that sentence. That's a good one. I wish I could do three. Hallelujah. He said, Brother Don said, I ain't never locked you out. And you know what I did? The next day, I opened that door, and I went to my prayer room. And two little girls come in that room and began to pray with their daddy. Sister Belt, one of them was cutting teeth. You ever been around anybody cutting teeth? Huh? They slobber. Did you know that? You did good singing, kid, a while ago. I like that. I was proud of you. I was proud of you. But you look like your daddy, though. But don't get upset with me now. Don't get upset with me. I've had to say that. Sister Belt, she's a cutting teeth. Neither one of them could hardly talk good yet. And Sister Ray, I'd get down to pray in that prayer room. About that time, Kelly'd kind of crawl over me, and she'd begin to say, Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah. She used to say, glory, shout. Sister Belle, I don't know if you remember that. I don't know where she got it from. And then Jennifer would get me in a headlock. She was a little one. And she was a cutting teeth, and she'd slobber all over me. But she would try to pray. And then one spiritual person, you know, our movement has some very spiritual people. Did you know that? They think they're super saints. But really, when you talk to them, they are snooper saints. You're looking at me now. You know some of them, don't you? Sister Arlene, they said, you know, I don't believe I could pray with babies crawling on me. And that old Bill Carter kind of wanted to come out. You know that old guy I used to be? And I looked at him, and the old Bill Carter said, you couldn't pray no matter what was happening to you. Can I tell you something? If you can't pray with a baby crawling on you, mom or dad, you're a sick puppy tonight. Can I tell you something? If you can't pray, Sister Ray, with little babies all around you, something is wrong with you. God said, you're not approachable. But you know what, Brother Ray? I made it approachable for them babies to come in my prayer room. And tonight, Sister Belt, they don't need to pray on daddy's back. They know how to pray all by themselves tonight. How come? I let them in the prayer room. I let them know that I was approachable. And when I prayed, I let them know that God was approachable. Let me tell you something, church. He may be out of sight tonight, but he's not out of touch tonight. Brother Ray, when I got saved, I thought you had to be some big, big, special guy to touch God. Sister Ray, I thought that's the way it was. And I thought, now listen, your daddy wasn't a preacher. Nobody knows you, and nobody knows your family. So probably you're going to be down on the bottom of the pole. That's what I thought, Sister Belt. I remember looking at you. You remember looking at me, and I was looking at you. I had hair down to here. She looked at me, and I think she thought, what is it? And I hadn't been around holiness folks, and I looked at her, at their hair and stuff, and I thought, what is that? I mean, that's kind of the way we looked at each other, I believe, Sister Belt, trying to figure out what was what and who was who. But you know what? She let me know that I could touch the Lord. She taught my class for quite a while when I first got saved, Brother Boyce, and she let me know that we could touch the Lord. It didn't matter what your name was. You didn't have to have a bank account. You didn't have to have a daddy that was a pastor or in the ministry. Sister Ruthie, she let me know that he was approachable and he was touchable. He's out of sight, ain't he? Huh? Where's he at? He's in the heavenlies. Where's he at? He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God making intercession for you and I. But we can touch him tonight. All you got to do is call. I recorded a CD one time, and I did a song on it, and I'd like to tell you what it was, because it's got something to do with this message, but when you get my age, Sister Belt, I'm almost hitting the double nickel, Sister Belt. When I met you, I was 24. Now I'm 54. Does that tell you anything, Sister Belt? I just can't remember like I used to. I did an old song on one of my CDs that Brother Leon Buzzard did. I can call Jesus anytime. Yes, I can. When I get discouraged, let's do a little bit of it. What do you say? Let's mean you tackle it. Let's tackle it. Come on. Come up. Yeah, let's tackle it. Hey, listen, man. We're Pentecostals. We'll practice later. We're going to sing now. If we can remember the words, it's going to be a big thing. Sometimes we can over-practice. Did you know that? You can plumb over-rehearse. Now, listen, in the recording studio, we rehearse and get tight. But can I tell you something tonight? We ain't in a recording studio. We're in none other than the house of God. Brother Slaughter, you know what it's time to do? Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Brother Carter, I can't sing. Don't tell God that. He said, just make a joyful noise unto the Lord tonight. Or what key we in? Key of F? What we in? I don't know. I'll try anything. What key we in? That's D. Boy, I like D, don't you? That's my favorite grade in school. Well, when I get discouraged, fighting for the right, you know I can call Jesus anytime. And my spirit's low, you know I can call Jesus anytime. Send if you would. Well, you know I can call Jesus anytime. Yes, I can. No, He is always on the line. He is God Almighty. The Lord God is His name. You know, I can call Jesus anytime. Oh, yes, I can call Jesus anytime. Yes, I can. You know, He is always on the line. You know, He is King Almighty. The Lord God is His name. Oh, you know, I can call Jesus anytime. Oh, do we know another verse? And when I get in trouble, fighting for the right, you know, I can call Jesus anytime. And when the storm is raging and the billows roll, you know I can call Jesus anytime. Well, I can call Jesus anytime. Yes, I can. You know He is always on the line. Well, He is King Almighty. The Lord God is His name. You know, I can call Jesus anytime. Let me tell you something tonight. A lot of people call Him the Redeemer. A lot of people call Him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Brother Boyce. And there's just name after name, Sister Ray, that you can call Him. But you know what I call Him? I just call Him Jesus. If you've got a need tonight, all you have to do is just call Him Jesus. You don't have to know the names of Christ. You don't have to know His genealogy tonight. And I just call Him Jesus. How come when I want to touch Him, He is a personal God tonight? Woo!
Hallelujah. Yes, He is.
Who needs to pray tonight? Brother Carter, I feel like He's out of sight and I can't see Him. But you know, Brother Carter, I sure do need to touch the Lord tonight. Can I tell you something? He's out of sight, but He's not out of touch tonight. All you got to do is reach out and He's there. He's closer than your hand tonight. He's closer than the air you breathe tonight, because I just call Him Jesus tonight, and I can call Him anytime, Sister Ruth. Night or day, I can call on Him. Woo! Does anybody need to pray tonight? Was I preaching something wrong tonight? Or maybe is there somebody here tonight that says, Brother Carter, if I could just touch. I could have told you about the woman with the issue of blood that said, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I'd be made whole. I could have told you about a lot of people, but you know what I'm worried about tonight? I'm worried about you tonight. I'm not worried about the woman with no issue of blood. I'm worried about that person tonight that's got a sin issue somewhere. Maybe you need to touch him tonight. Would you please come to these altars tonight as we get ready to pray? Everybody that would you line these altars? Find you a place to pray just for a minute.